Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Paul Goldner's here. Paul's back after a long hiatus. He hasn't been on the show in a long time, but he was with us way back in the day, all the way back in the previous century, the earlier millennia. And he's the founder and the CEO of PSG Group, which is focused on helping companies, small and medium-sized companies, get out of the blocks. He's a CPA. When we talked to him last, he was working hard on helping people with their sales strategies. He wrote a couple of books that we launched on the show. Red Hot Cold Call Selling was one of them, and he's our good friend. Paul Goldner, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's good to have you back.
Go on. I'm
it's
sorry.
Good. I just said it's good to have you back, and I'm glad to see what you've been doing since we talked last, how you've been helping small business owners. And I'd like to know what you know. It's you're like me. You've been to town a few times, and you've seen it when things were a lot different in the before the digital age. Now that we're smack in the middle of the digital age, talk to us about what you're seeing out there when you talk to small and medium sized companies. What are they dealing with these days?
Well, before I even get into that, there's a couple of trends that I think are really super important, you know, if you're looking to start a small business. And go back to your parents, your grandparents, and when they were working, you know, because it was the physical world they were working in, not the digital world, it was only possible to have one job, one career for the most part. And with the digital age and the internet and social media marketing, you now can actually have two careers. You can have a day job that supports your family, and then you could launch an internet business at night. And, you know, the internet business can actually be fairly low maintenance, so it's not like you're sitting there, you know, for 8 hours a day typing stuff.
You can make money while you sleep, can't you?
Yep. So I think that's important for everybody to understand, is that the opportunity to start a small business is so much greater than it's ever been before. And the other interesting thing is that within social media and digital, people are buying individual brands. They're not buying companies anymore. Mm-hmm. And so here's, you know, the opportunity for a guy like myself or a guy like yourself or anybody listening to the show to, you know, compete head-to-head with some of the big Fortune 500 companies, because they are buying, you know, individual brands, not corporate brands anymore.
What does that mean? Tell us, how does that convert to an advantage for a small business?
Well, it converts very simple, because when I'm out there, like if you notice the name of my company, PSG, that happens to be my initials. And so everything I do is stamped with PSG, and that means that when you hire, you know, one of our companies, you're hiring me personally. And so you know the work product you're getting, whereas if you're hiring a larger company, you know, it's going to be random who's going to be supporting your account. And one could argue that you're going to get a much lower level of support and lower quality of support.
So you're saying customers are more likely to be attracted to the value that they can see than the impression that's being delivered by something that they can't see.
That's a great way to put it. That's exactly how I would put it.
Yeah, and I think you're right about that. And so, folks, what you're doing, Paul, is you're making the argument that I've been making with small businesses on Main Street, especially retailers, about how to claim and defend their territory on Main Street with the evacuation of Main Street by the big box retailers. There's a vacuum left there, and Amazon is going to try to fill that. And small businesses need to defend their territory, and they can do it by thinking about what you just said, about the fact that people are interested in the value. Where's the value coming from that I can see? I'm loyal to that.
Yep. And value, in my opinion, has always been the driving factor in business and the driving factor in sales.
Another thing that I'd like to remind people about, Paul, is that is that Amazon can sell you 143 back scratchers. I counted them. But they can't scratch one back. And the back scratching,
where do you get all these things from?
The back scratching is where the value is, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And who can do that? Nobody knew that better than the small businesses that you serve and that I serve. All right, what's next? What are some other things you're seeing?
Well, the beautiful thing about this, because, you know, for you keep talking about back in the day, and you and I have been around the block a couple of times, is that while things have changed, things really haven't changed. And so the principles that I learned in terms of marketing back in the 80s and 90s are still the driving principles that you see today. And the only thing that's changed is the medium has changed. And then that has certain implications, but in terms of everything I've learned, that's all still totally applicable. And as a matter of fact, I'm reading a book right now by Dan Kennedy, who it's called The Ultimate Sales Letter. That was first authored in 1990.
Mm-hmm.
But the principles in that book are great for doing, you know, great Facebook ads, LinkedIn ads, Twitter ads, so on and so forth. And so here I am reading a book that's almost 30 years old, and I actually read that book when it first came out. And the principles are exactly the same, which is beautiful for us more experienced people.
Well, fundamentals, and this is something that's really important for that I'm trying to help the millennials understand that if there are any hanging out with us today, and that is that with all the great new stuff you've got, all the sexy new stuff we have, the fundamentals are never going to go away. There's certain things
never go away.
They're fundamental, and this is what I worry about when you work with young people, and I don't know, and I do myself, but what I worry about is that they're so focused on the content that they have a hard time finding room for the context, and the context is where you find the fundamentals.
And the unfortunate fact of the matter is, at the end of the day, you have to sell something.
That's right.
And so, you know, your approach has to be solid, you know, whether you're young, old, or in between, because, you know, at the end of the day, there's a goal for that. People aren't spending money, you know, just for the sake of spending money. They're doing advertising and things of that nature for the sake of making money.
Right. Paul, I need your website, please.
My website is www.psgsocial, all one word. PSGSocial.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. Are your books there? Can they still get your books?
The books, they would have to go through Amazon.
All right. We'll take a quick break. Right back with Paul Goldner. More of this to come after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Don't ask me why. Love never seems to last you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.